Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 14, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been reviewed, approved, and we found no errors unless one of the commission members found an error or a correction. But if you so approve, they should, could be approved as circulated.
Then, that's my motion, Mr. Chairman, approval of the minutes, January 14, 2016, as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the January 14, 2016 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then, our next item is old business. We have two old items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone, number 1790, Carillon Square Apartments LLC.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this one and the following one were both heard together, and I know we will vote on them separately. However, I know that Mr. Ross was not at our meeting when this was held, and I wanted to be able to give him the opportunity to weigh in on it as well for the five of us, as well as getting some input from fellow commissioners as a result of that public hearing and the review of the materials. I know I, for one, you know, I always have a concern that when we approve one thing, what impact does that have on other projects either that are currently in the mill or could be in the mill? Namely, that we, you know, we recently had a project not too far down 24 that would have been sizable apartment complex. While that was withdrawn, it's certainly something that could be surfaced again. And whether or not how we vote on this change the zone, what impact that might make on that project, which I believe, if memory is correct, was actually a conditional use, not a change of zone. But still, oftentimes when we as a commission vote on one thing, it can open up the floodgates. So I'm always mindful of that. And whether or not that might come about with this, I don't know. But anyhow, I think, I don't recall, maybe someone else might, whether or not there was presented any information as to the need for additional apartments in this area. I know there's a number of apartment complexes that are on and near Long Neck Road. While some of them might be designed for folks that are of middle income or lower income, I think you have to qualify for some of them based on your income. But I wasn't quite sure, you know, was there really a need for apartments, as well as, you know, again, traffic always is an issue, although it wasn't raised so much and with this public hearing. Anytime you bring in a number of people in a concentrated area, it does create those issues. And as we know, Long Neck Route 24 is one of those areas of concern, you know, with its growth. So, given those variety of issues, you know, I wasn't, and again, without Mr. Ross's input, I wasn't prepared to make a motion tonight for or against. But if someone else wants to weigh in on that, that would be helpful for me in preparation of a motion in the future.
Can I say something? You just referenced change of zone 1790, which is the down zoning. You were speaking about both.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, because we heard them both.
All right.
So my discussion is about both.
The discussion, yeah.
And when it comes time to vote on our on those motions tonight, I certainly will address them separately.
Anyone else wish to weigh in?
Yep, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Johnson, I just have a brief comment, and that is, I'm glad to hear you say that you're not, at least as far as I know, not prepared to make a motion tonight. I don't know if anyone else is, but I don't feel as though I'm prepared to vote tonight on the issue, not without Mr. Ross having the opportunity to weigh in and fully study the presentation. And what I know of Mr. Ross's absence, I don't believe he's had sufficient time to do this, and so I'm not ready to vote on it tonight.
I just got back Tuesday evening, and it's sitting under a pile of 6 weeks' worth of mail, so
well, I'll have to review the record. Yeah, I appreciate that, and I agree. I think we should at least give Mr. Ross the opportunity. Do you think between now and our next meeting you might get a chance?
Yeah, I'll make that. Okay. And my busy schedule of golf, which I can't do much of.
Yeah.
But I feel for you.
Again, at that time, we've had the opportunity to discuss the merits of the two applications. Thank you.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, considering our discussion concerning change of zone number 1790, Carolina Square Apartments, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
The move is seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1790, Carolina Square Apartments, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1791, Carolina Square Apartments, LLC.
And again, Mr. Chairman, based on our discussion this evening, my motion for change of zone number 1791 is for deferral to give commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1791, Carolina Square Apartments, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you are here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. And let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group of all 10 people that are here tonight, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Not a large crowd this evening, Mr. Chairman. whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1792, Ray C. and Candace E. Salmons.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an AR1 agriculture residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 20,833 square feet, more or less. Property is located at the southwest corner of Oak Grove Road, being Route 549B, and North Oak Grove Road, being Route 549. The 911 address is 2568 Oak Grove Road, Seaford. Tax map ID is District 531, Map 8, Parcel 26.01. A gentleman, for the benefit of the record, the applicant did apply for this application on October 13th of 2015, and the purpose of this application is to downzone the property from general commercial C1 to AR1 agriculture residential. We did not request comments from DLDOT since it was a downzoning. That's our normal process in relationship to downzonings. We did receive comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. In their comment, they reference that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 3, that the use of an on-site septic that already exists, that the conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required, that the parcel proposed for rezoning from C1 to AR1 is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service at this time. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. I received no other agency comments or any individual comments from any individual neighbors or otherwise. That's all I have, Mr. Quick.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Salmon, come on up. Introduce yourselves, please. Give
it
your name and address, please.
Ray C. Salmons, 2568 Oak Grove Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay.
Candace E. Salmons, 2568 Oak Grove Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. You heard what our director read on, into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
We had it zoned, it was originally A1 agricultural. And when my husband was in business, we went to build a building, and they told us we had to rezone to commercial, and we did at that time. That business has not existed since 1992, and we've just delayed rezoning, and we would like to do that because in the future we might want to sell the property, and you can't get a traditional mortgage on the house, and it's a house. We have to get that. Whoever would buy it would have to get like a commercial loan because that's what we had on it, and so that was one of our reasonings and the main reason, really.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let me see if anybody on the commission had any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. and Mrs. Salmons. Thank you for being here this evening. I'd like to ask my first question of Director Lank, if I could, and that. Director Lank, with this being a parcel slightly less than a half an acre, if it were to be developed commercially, would I be correct in assuming that to put in a commercial entrance?
It would be required.
It would be required, and would that not consume, if you would, or eat up a lot of the square footage of this small 20,000?
It would eat up some of the frontage. The setbacks separating commercial property from residential property would impact them because of the front setbacks and the side and rear are increased over and above the standard they are setback.
So given your response to my question, would I also be correct to say then that the building envelope, if someone were to use this commercially, would be so small as to diminish its value and the necessity? It
would be substantially reduced in the buildable space.
So it would only support that. Thank you, Director Lang. Mr. and Mrs. Sammons, do you see this downzoning having, or your request for downzoning, do you see that having any negative effect on neighboring property values?
No, basically every piece of property that is either joining ours or in the same area is AR1. Simply because it is, you know, an agricultural community.
So it would conform with the substantial general nature of the surrounding properties?
Yes.
Not cause an adverse impact?
No.
Do you see it causing any adverse traffic conditions by down?
No. Probably less than what it was before.
Yes. You wouldn't have a sudden influx of people 500 feet away in the state of Maryland wanting to run by your property if you were all of a sudden AR1.
Right, no.
Okay. Dutch?
Questions I have for the contact.
Mr. Ross? I understand the application. I think it stands on its own merits. I understand the application, and I have no questions at this point.
Okay, Mr. Burton?
I agree with Mr. Johnson. I understand the application.
Okay. Ms. Formwell?
No, thank you.
Ms. Brandaway?
Okay. Mr. Lang? Just for the record, the business that you had before 92, what was that business?
Heating and air conditioning, HVAC business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was an air conditioning business prior to being closed since 92?
92 or 93. I think it's 92. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. Well, I don't have any questions either. I think we understand your application. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1792, Ray C. and Candace E. Sammons? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1792? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you just may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.